Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. Mr. Mark Knopfler on guitar there, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame on vocals. And Jeffrey Jabbar is
on the keyboards.
Yeah, that's him on the keyboard there, folks. Jeffrey is
tapping away.
Is Mr. Home Office, Mr. Telework. He's the author of a number of books, including Teleworking and Telecommuting. He's the author of Safe at Home. He's a syndicated columnist. You see his byline all over the place, on print and electronically. And you hear his lilting voice on this show on a regular basis. Jeffrey Jabbar, welcome back to the show.
You just can't get rid of me. Thanks,
right.
Jim. How are you today?
Doing great, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
Speaking of which, this is a time of year when we all pause for a little bit, if we haven't already. The guys are pausing right now. The ladies have already taken care of this. Jeffrey, I guess...
That's why we can pause.
You and I are just talking to the guys now, I guess, because the ladies have already gotten all this done. They do all this stuff early. But us guys, we don't do this early, and so it's the time of year when we all pause a little bit and say, what can we do nice for our customers? What can we do nice for our clients? And if you got a lot of customers, seriously, hopefully you've already been thinking about this. But what are your thoughts on how we can let our customers and our clients know that they're special to us?
Well, it's customers, it's clients, it's even vendors who have become a very important part of our teams, because we, as whether we're a home-based business, a micro-entrepreneur, a small business owner, we don't work alone quite often, and we have people who bring value to our other relationships. So even if we have employees, it's we have to remember that whole crew. Mm-hmm. And now's the time. It's almost even too late. So the moment we're off the line here, guys, at whatever the time is, we have to run out and start doing our holiday shopping, because you want your cards, you want your gifts, whatever the case may be, to get out there and get in before the rush, that week before the holidays or before Christmas or New Year's, so people are starting to receive it and they remember you with it, because that's really what it's all about, is both acknowledging what they've done for you and saying thank you, and placing yourself, it's in, without sounding trite, simplistic, or demeaning what the holiday season is, for someone who gives a gift, it's a way to acknowledge and be remembered. So when somebody makes a decision in 2004, they think of you as somebody they may want to turn to.
Well, and just to make sure that they know that you thought about them and they were important to you this year. And
exactly.
Jeffrey, it seems to be there are three issues involved in gift giving this time of year. Number one is making sure that you do it in a way, in such a way that the timing is right. I mean, obviously, I've gotten Christmas cards after the 25th, and perhaps some of mine have wandered into someone's home. How the post office will store stuff, but making sure that you get it done in time. And also, and the second thing is budget. How much money do you have? I can remember having a lot of clients when I was a consultant, Jeff, and saying, I want to give all these people nice things, but I don't have the money. And number three, there's a certain protocol to gift giving too, isn't there, when it comes to business to business?
Well, there is protocol, and I think that what we have to consider, first off, timing, now is the time. You got to do it now. Secondly, and in fact, we should do it next year, the week right after Thanksgiving. I mean, it's really great to come in right around Thanksgiving. People are in a festive mindset, but they're not crunched for time with the holidays. Secondly, who to give, it's really to everybody who's been important to you out there. And thirdly, how much to budget. There's a couple ways around that, depending on how many people we have. We don't want to you can't spend. I mean, typically what we say is if it's a coworker or somebody who's close to you along those lines, if it's peer-to-peer, you can get away with anywhere up to about $20 to $25. Feel comfortable with that. You can get a good gift. You can get a nice game board. You can get a nice business book. You put an inscription on the inside front cover and say, hey, get businesses like a bunch of bananas from Jim Blasingame.
Hey,
and then
that's a wonderful Christmas gift, yeah.
There you go. And then you sign the inside front cover. Or if it's if you know the author, you have the author sign it to the person.
Yep.
Jeff said I should send this to you. It's, you're very important to him, blah, blah, blah. But memorable gifts are important, even cards. I mean, even you can't forget about the people who you don't think to give a gift to. I have a big list I've made this year, and I put it on a index card of all the people I need to send cards to. I'll remember the people I need to send any gift to, but the people I need to send, and yours is already on its way, by the way,
Thank you.
It should be pulling into your driveway any minute.
Well, the big UPS truck will be delivering it today.
Exactly. No, it's actually the vehicle itself with a bow on top. No. But then, you know, how much you spend, and if you have too many, one way to get around spending too much and feeling, well, I've got 10 people I've got to give something to, and if I have to do, you know, $25 a pop, it might get a little rich, or whatever the case may be, you can always do a gift to a charity, a donation to an organization.
That's a big deal, especially, Jeff, especially if you know, I have had people that have already have everything.
Right.
I mean, I've worked for people who already have everything. There's nothing I could buy them that they need.
Right.
And how do you compensate, or how do you not compensate, although I've tried to do that too before, or how do you do something like that for someone like that? The charity idea is an excellent idea.
It really is, and it shows two things. First, it shows you in a good light because you thought of that. It shows them, it shows that you look good. It shows that you made an effort to make them look good by attaching their name to it. And it really is generally a feel-good move to make, especially, you know, we may be in a recovery, but there's a lot of people still out there hurting, and they would understand that in giving a gift like that, it's a great way to do that, but also you're helping others. And it could be a charity, it could be an environmental organization, it could be, you know, a women's group, you know, like that helps, like we have Women in Distress down
right.
here that helps women, you know, so there's all different types that can
what
be.
What about this, Jeffrey? You call the guy up and you say, okay, look, I've given a donation to the Salvation Army, let's just say.
Okay.
To the Salvation Army in your name, and I'd like to invite you to have lunch with me next week.
That's a great idea.
In the spirit of the best things in life are free, you know, having lunch with me, you know, it couldn't get any better than that, right?
Yeah, you know, that's a great idea.
And
that's one thing also I was going to expand on that.
That gets you some FaceTime, too, see.
Right. Well, that, and I was going to say that, you know, a lot of times you sort of alluded to it a little bit in the beginning, is culturally there could be a problem with giving a gift in an organization where they say we really prefer our employees not receive gifts from vendors.
That we have to talk, and that's what Jeff, we're going to take a break in a second. I want to come back to that. That's where I want to start when we come back after this next break. Because,
perfect.
Folks, the thing we want to do, there are two or three little landmines out there that you want to make sure that you pay attention to so that your best intentions don't turn out to be detrimental, that they're not to be damaging, because there are a couple of things, and all you have to do is just use your head, pay attention, and follow through. 20 after. We'll be right back with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Come down off your throne and leave your body low.
Back is 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. 800-531-3815. And Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And tell us what we'll find when we get there.
You'll find tips, ideas, stories, information, resources, a couple of my books and other accessories and all sorts of cool stuff to not only work from home as an entrepreneur but as a teleworker, also a lot of small business ideas. Because as you know, a lot of what we do is as a home-based business owner or as a small business owner really crosses the lines between both, especially when you got that micro-entrepreneur mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
That's what they'll find.
And don't forget the books, too, folks. Teleworking and Telecommuting is this most recent book. Jeffrey, we're talking about gift giving, and the thing that we have to be careful about is over the last, 15 years or so, maybe a little bit more even, I can remember some of the Budweiser scandals back in the 80s. You know, before that, it was like whatever the market would bear. I mean, people were giving gifts like crazy. If there was one person who was a decision maker, and they were, you know, very important, you could give them a car, you could give them a trip around the world, and people kind of looked the other way. And then it got to the point where people were seeing that this was really turned out to be bribes.
Yeah.
And now a lot of people can't, a lot of companies won't even let their employees let you buy them lunch.
Right.
Not even, that's, it's even gotten to that point now, folks. So you have to be careful, especially if you're dealing with a big company. You have to say, you know what, I'd like to do something for you for Christmas. I'd like to give you something. You need to noodle around or hint around or something, and or talk to a secretary offline or something in the background and say, you know, what is the policy of your company? Because you don't want to show up with a microwave and they say they can't take it. You don't want to show up with a hot dog and they say, I'm sorry, I can't take that. Because that
I worked for a publication back in the 80s where the policy was you can't accept it if you can't eat it.
Right.
Okay, so they would say food is okay, and then there would be limits.
Right.
But anything more tangible
Dom Perignon wouldn't work.
That wouldn't, yeah, exactly. That, you know,
wouldn't pass the smell test.
That wouldn't pass the smell test. But they said that, you know, that was their policy. But the way to go is a couple things. First off, if you're dealing with a customer or client outside your organization, yeah, you go to the admin. You know, his admin has always been the gatekeeper anyway. When you need to get on
right.
his schedule, that's the go-to woman or the go-to guy. So you go there, or you go to HR. You know, if you can't get to the admin or if there is no admin, if there's someone else in the organization you can work with, what is the policy? It's good for us to know if we're employees also, anyone listening who is an employee with an organization, we need to know that for our own company. And if we're a business owner, if we haven't done it yet, we need to consider for the future setting down policies, not to lay rules down, but to make guidelines that people can follow, because these are questions that arise. You need to set price limits. You need to set value. You need to set, you know, what can be given, what should be given, whether there's a value, whether there's any limitations. Additionally, one way to get around that also is to, if you host a party, you know, if the company, if your client or vendor works for a company that says you cannot give them anything, invite them to your holiday party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bring them in, make them feel welcome. I've been invited to many of those, which is a great way. Again, it does the same thing as it makes them feel that you've acknowledged what they've done. And you might even want to note that I know that, you know, policy says that, or, you know, maybe don't put it in writing, but when they get there, look, I'd love to have you at my party, or something like that, you know, just to have them attend and be part
mm-hmm.
of the family.
Well, and the other thing, the other issue to not be tone deaf about, folks, is the issue of the holidays. You know, we're coming up on a period of time when different kinds of holidays are being celebrated. So don't
right.
be tone deaf. Don't be tone deaf about the people you're working with and that you're wanting to be involved with. As far as the gift giving is concerned, don't be tone deaf about the way that they about the rituals that they follow.
Well, all the gifts that I typically give are gender neutral, and all the gifts and or cards and or packaging that they come in are holiday neutral, because there's a number of holidays, whether it's Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, that we need to be mindful of. And we also need to be mindful as well in gift giving. One thing to keep in mind is whether you give, for example, foods, not only holidays are people sensitive to, foods people can be sensitive to for cultural or religious reasons, but as well for medical reasons. I know people who are deathly allergic to peanuts. So if you give someone a big batch of peanut brittle and they open it in the corporate setting and there's someone or people there who are allergic, they better have their EpiPens on hand, because they're going to have a hard time. So you need to know those things, and often it's good for many reasons to shy away from too much specificity, whether it's a Christmas gift, whether it's peanut mm-hmm. brittle, or, you know, something like that points to a specific issue, where I just say in my cards, I say happy holidays. There may be a snowman, there may be a mountain scene, you know, something like that on the card, but pretty generic and pretty open to people's, to anyone who comes across it.
And, folks, it's unfortunate sometimes that we have to talk about all these different things, but it's the reality, it's life, it's, in some cases, it's the law, it's, in many places, it's the policy. And we just have to as I said earlier, Jeff, we just have to sort of, you know, use our heads and not be dense about these things, and pay attention, realize that these situations are out there, and then, you know, behave accordingly. Jeffrey
DeVos. Additionally, it's nothing to get uptight about. I mean, it's the holiday season, you send out some cards. You know, like a card once said that I opened, that I saw it. On the front it said, a big boardroom sitting around the table, and it said, happy holidays, open it up, looks good, send it to legal, you know.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Jim, it's been great as always.
See you next time.
Happy
Jeffrey
holidays.
Jeffrey DeVos, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, you too. Quick break, right back with Don Boudreaux. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.